She sells seashells by the seashore. The shells she sells are surely seashells. So if she sells...
Sometimes a small event can change the entire course of a person's life. Sometimes a phone call can bring someone or something into your life which you won't be able to get out of your life for a long time to come.
Yes? Hello, how are you? Yes. That's me, yes. My number? You're the one that called. It's my number, yes. No problem. No problem. Jaban Baksh. Sharam. Sharam Jaban Baksh. Yes. Hey, man, thanks a lot. Thank you very much. So what's the prize? Yes. Right now? The address? Sure. I'll give you the address right now. Can you write it down? The phone company decided to give prizes to 10 of its good customers every other month. And my name was drawn in the raffle. The deputy minister is supposed to come with a camera crew and give me my prize.
Really? That's great. Congratulations. So what is the prize?
It's, one of those smartphones. 2 SIM cards and a trip to wherever I want to go.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Sharam, are you sure no one's pulling your leg?
No way, Aunt. Man, they called from the phone company. They knew my name. They had my phone number.
And then the deputy minister himself is coming.
Yes. Why wouldn't he?
Doesn't the deputy minister have anything better to do? Every other month he's going to 10 people's houses to give them prizes. When will he have time to do his own work?
Now forget about the deputy minister. Have you ever been a good customer in your entire life?
Haven't I been?
Of course you haven't. You don't pay your phone bill until it's disconnected.
That's how everyone is right now. Until it's disconnected, they don't pay the bill. But when mine gets disconnected, I go and pay it first thing the next day. Anyhow, I must be a good customer, that whenever I deposit money for them, they send me a text and thank me.
Why are you giving him a hard time?
That's what you should be asking. When the deputy minister comes, you'll probably want to say the same things to him too and make him change his mind, yeah?
Doesn't the deputy minister have anything better to do?
Aunt, stop it already. In a couple of hours, everything will become clear. So tell me, where do you want to go? I mean the trip.
Ah, I haven't thought about it yet, but I have to decide before they get here so I can announce where I'm going in front of the camera. I think in order for it to be real and have the people believe it, they'll come and shoot an exciting and wonderful video of my trip as well.
Huh, I hope so.
Is this good?
Are they coming to propose to you for you to be wearing that?
Man, all of Iran is going to see this video.
All right. Aren't they supposed to come unannounced and you'll be surprised? You should be wearing normal house clothes, really.
Man, you haven't cleaned up the mess around here. Man, it'll be seen. Vacuum it properly. And please don't do it just to get it done. Thanks a lot. Clean it up properly. Think that it's your own house.
Oh, you've got some nerve. Now, how are you sure they'll be coming in your house?
They just might come in.
Well, what difference does it make to them? They don't know which house is yours. They can come to my house. I cleaned up the entire house yesterday and it's sparkling clean.
And there's pictures of you and Farzad and your kids there. It's obvious that it's your house.
Well, we could have put them away.
What a thing to do. Putting all those away will take as much work as cleaning up this place. It'll be better if you clean up around here.
Yes, it'll be better for you, that's true.
You talk in a way as though I'm the one that always cleans up this place.
Well, he's right. He has never mopped this place, even once.
No, not really. But at those times, at least he doesn't order us around.
Huh?
They got here so soon.
Was it the doorbell? It's way too early now.
Well, maybe it's not them. Just like in the movies, you're all standing around saying, they're here too soon, they're here too soon. No, in the movies they say something else. What do they say? They say, who could it be this time of the night? Why are you just standing there? Go and answer it.
No, don't
what?
You go.
What?
Don't
what
you
is
go.
It?
Shiva, you go and answer the door.
Oh, what difference does it make?
Man, they'll say that he sent his single sister in front of the camera so we'd find suitors for her.
What are you saying, Sharam? Have I become an old spinster?
Yeah? No, man. I'm not saying that. The people will say it. Did I say that I'm saying
well,
that?
You're saying
did
it.
Did I say that I'm saying that?
Listen here, Sharam. You know what Mum would say to you if she were here now?
Yes. She'd say something that would completely wipe me out. God rest her soul.
It's good that you know. Yes? Yes. I mean, no. Dr. Hatef's house is downstairs. I'm his wife. You are? Fazel? Which Fazel?
Once you get to know him better, you'll understand why I was taken aback so much.
Thank you very much, sister.
You're welcome.
Why is he calling you his sister?
That's how he is. Whenever he wants to butter me up, that's what
so
he says.
So is he Fazad's uncle or his aunt's son?
No, he's his uncle's son and Fazad's his aunt's son.
I got it.
Sister, I offer my condolences on the passing of your parents. I was really upset when I heard the news. I offer my condolences to you as well.
Thank you very much. God rest the souls of your departed loved ones.
Of course, Fazad's uncle and his wife actually managed to come to the funeral ceremony. Both of them came.
Of course. I really missed you a lot. But, well, this life has so many ups and downs that it doesn't give a person the chance to see
yes.
his relatives.
Yes, that's true. Excuse me, but how did you get our address? I'm sure that you know that Fazad told all our relatives and acquaintances not to give out our address to anyone.
Yes, yes, yes. I know about that. He's got the right. He's got the right. If such a misunderstanding had happened for me, I would have done the same thing.
Aha, a misunderstanding. Of course, he's not being accurate when he says misunderstanding, because he sold a wrecked car to Fazad and told him that it was perfectly fine. That's what he told him.
No. Don't say it like that, sister. Now, Mabu Bear will think the car was really beat up, that it had flipped over 10 times. No, the car just rolled over onto its side. Now, before that misunderstanding had happened, I didn't even know about it. I thought the car was fine.
Right. He was supposed to be Fazad's car expert, that's what he said.
No way. Well, that's what the misunderstanding was. Fazad dear had told me that he wants to go to a car auction and buy a car, and I said I knew how. Then Fazad asked me if I really knew how, and I said, yeah, man, I know how. Come in the morning and we'll buy a car. Now, Fazad thought I knew how to buy a car, when in reality I only knew how to get to the car auction. Then, over there, he asked me my opinion about the car, and I said it was a good car and he should buy it.
Excuse me, but I don't understand. When you realized there had been a misunderstanding, why didn't you tell him there was a misunderstanding and you didn't know about the cars?
Yes, what you're saying is completely right. Well, at the time, I didn't know there'd been a misunderstanding. I thought that Fazad dear knew how to buy a car. And he was just asking me about the car's appearance. Well, I said it was a good car and he should buy it. Then, well, I made a mistake. Which, well, it wasn't good. I got overly excited and I started acting like those people who know about cars so that other people wouldn't realize we didn't know what we were doing. Then I knew what parts of the car I was supposed to look at, so I went and looked at those parts.
And then you didn't happen to make any other mistakes at all, right?
No. Yeah. Well, I did. I shouldn't have accepted the money from the car seller. Yeah, that wasn't right.
He means a percentage, you understand?
No, don't say that.
Yes.
Hey, sister, a person doesn't take a percentage from someone they know.
Uh-huh. Then it just so happened that the seller turned out to be an acquaintance of
yours. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that person had been trying to sell the car for 2 months, but couldn't, and they needed the money. They were in need. And no one would buy the car. In order to help that person out, I called and said we were going to the car auction the next morning, so they should bring the car and we'll sell it together.
And so you sold it to
Yes.
Izzard?
Yes.
Mm. Yes. Well, actually, I'm sorry, Mumble Bear, but don't think at all that this was something that had been schemed up beforehand. It wasn't like that at all. They bought the car, and Fuzzard saw the car and liked it. He asked my opinion, and I said, well, it's a good car. Of course, well, Fuzzard isn't a car dealer. He wanted it for himself. So what difference did it make to him if the car had rolled over, if it was damaged? Really, what difference did it make? What was important to him was that the car worked and could be driven, and, well, that car
yes.
worked and could be driven. Of course, that person's problem was solved too, so that was really good.
You went to do a good deed and you got
exactly.
burned.
Exactly, yeah.
You poor yeah. thing.
It's just that there was a misunderstanding, and then Farzad didn't like me anymore. But actually, Farzad is being most unkind.
Hmm. I wish I were in his place and I'd show you what being unkind looks like.
Fazad's here. If he sees you here, he'll get very angry.
Oh my, my cousin has a motorbike?
Yes, he has a motorbike. No matter what he says, don't cause any fights.
No, I don't think I'll even be able to talk from crying so much. Once I see my cousin, I'm sure I won't be able to control myself. I'll cry. I haven't seen him for 3 years. We were like this.
Hello?
Hello, how are you? Where are you going?
No, I'm not going anywhere. Don't go upstairs for a second. I need to
talk. How come? What's happened?
They didn't come. It's been more than 3 hours.
No. I'll look too anxious. It'll look bad.
Oh, why on earth has he come here?
He came to apologize. He's got a box of pastries and some flowers.
No way, did he come here to apologize?
It's not right, Fazad.
Look, 3 years ago, when he did what he did to me, I said I no longer have a cousin named Fazal.
All right.
Now, what idiot gave him the address
to
this
place? I don't know. Is it important why he's here or who gave
him the address? It's important, Shiva, dear. It's important.
No, what's important for you is to act in a way that maintains dignity. It's not like he killed your father. 3 years ago, he made a mistake and now he's come to apologize. He's come to make it up
with a box of pastries and some flowers?
No, then he's come with a jackhammer and a deep oil well.
A jackhammer?
Yes, good for you. Yes, that's how you should greet him. That's how.
I can't do it, Shiva, dear. I just can't. Not even a stranger would do what he did to me.
You know very well he doesn't have any common sense. As he said, he made a mistake. Go and make up with him. Accept his apology. Let him get on with his life, okay? Go on.
Shiva, there is something in that head of his for him to have come all the way over here. If he enters into our lives, we'll have to pay a heavy price for it, I'm telling you.
No, he won't enter our lives. He will not.
Now, did it just happen, or was it planned out?
Excuse me, I wasn't listening. What?
That you stuck Fazad in your friend's car.
No. On Aunt's life, it just happened.
Why are you swearing on my life?
No. I meant the life of my Aunt Farzan, Farzad's mother. Aunt, we were supposed to unload that lady's car on a stranger.
Oh, so the seller was a lady?
Yes. We were colleagues. She was the accountant in the company where I worked as a courier. They accused her of embezzlement and fired her. They acted really unjustly towards her. They were really unfair. That's why, with a couple of people, she was forced to, what do you call it? Give them hush money so they wouldn't appear in court. That's why she had to sell her car.
Oh, if she was innocent, why did she have to pay hush money?
Because a couple of people knew that she was embezzling. Yeah, they'd planned it out together to steal a couple of billion tumans. But, well, they had bad luck and it didn't happen. They had really, really bad luck.
They really had bad luck.
Yeah, it's because when ownership changes, the managers are changed as well. And then that company of ours, it had a history of embezzlement. And then after what happened, all eyes were turned towards her and it was
Such
given
bad
away.
Luck.
Yes, the ones that stole got away with it, but those that only intended stealing got caught. They got burnt for something they hadn't even done yet.
No. Well, now it's been proven to me that you hadn't planned it beforehand.
What?
It just happened all of a sudden.
What?
The story of the car and all that.
That's what I'm saying too.
But it's been 3 years that my cousin won't get it. He's driving me crazy. He's delusional. He thinks it's a conspiracy. Please, on Aunt's life, don't cry. I'm barely able to hold it back myself. Oh. Praise God. Praise God. Let me take a good look at you. You have a motorbike, eh? It's a good thing that you wear a helmet. Bikes are dangerous. Praise God.
Why have you come here? I asked why you've come here.
Why aren't they answering the phone?
Here you are. Have some. It'll put a smile on your face. Please have some, Aunt. Man, the world only lasts 2 days. 1 day's already passed and there's only 1 day left. Have some. Sister, pour some tea. It'll really hit the spot with the basket.
Yes, sure.
Have some.
What are you doing here? Answer my question. How did you get the address to this place?
Which one shall I answer first?
Both of them.
Should I tell you what I'm doing here or how I found the address to this place?
Both of them. Tell me both of them.
Well, I can't do that, Doctor. Just think. If they asked you to give a speech about the gallbladder and the flu at the same time, could you do it?
Don't talk to me about speeches here. The answer to each question isn't more than one sentence. Why did you come? How did you find us?
Look, Fazard is right to keep his distance from him. He's not a trustworthy person at all.
Yes, he's got a few screws loose. Fazard says his parents went to a lot of trouble and all kinds of medical treatments for 10 years in order to give birth to him. And then his dad, Fazard's uncle, he's really financially well off. He's really wealthy.
So why did he work as a courier?
Look, he says it's in order to escape from a monotonous and boring life, that's all. You have no idea the things he's done out of sight from his mother and father. He took his dad's billion Toman car and used it as a taxi. He would go and clean other people's homes. He worked as a plumber, a courier. Don't look at him like that. He's really intelligent. He went to a school for geniuses.
Wow, he was such a hyperactive child.
Yes, he was an earthquake. Do you know what he did during his university exam? He changed his answer sheet with the guy next to him, and that guy got the top score in the entrance exam, so he wouldn't have to go to university.
Why are you acting like this? Well, all right, let me get a good look at you and I'll tell you.
You don't need to get a good look at me. Either answer me right now or else get up and get out. I told everyone I know not to give you my phone number or address. How did you find this place? Tell me, how did you find it?
All right, let me answer this damn thing first. Then sure, I'll tell you. Hey man, I'll tell you. Just let me go. Let me answer this.
Fazard, calm down. What were you supposed to do?
Well, can't you see? He drives a person crazy.
I know.
Hello? Hi, how are you?
Hello.
How are you? Hey, man, where are you? I've been waiting for 3 hours.
So we came there. Did you give us the right address?
Hey, man, the address for our house is really easy.
Sir, it might be easy for you, but we came and went up and down the street, went this way, went that way. Was your house number again?
Yes. Hey, man, I already told you. It's number 38. Where are you right now?
Right now, unfortunately, we're on our way back. I mean, the deputy minister is extremely angry with you, and he's saying, what the hell is going on? He wants to go back. Well, maybe they'll even, unfortunately, cancel your prize.
Oh, hey, man, how is it my fault if you weren't able to find the house? What am I supposed to do? Look, don't upset yourself right now. Look, you, if you're not too far away, turn around and come back. Where are you right now?
Right now, we're on the main street. What's the name?
You mean Master Run?
Yes, yes, Master Run.
Right now, look, wherever you are, just wait right there and I'll come to you.
Where to, Sharam, dear?
Nothing. I'm going to, the phone company, the camera crew. They've come, but they've got lost.
What do you mean
they've
got lost? Are they children to get lost? This is suspicious. What if they're pulling your leg?
No way, man. They called from the office of the deputy minister.
From the office?
I talked to them myself.
From the office? Yeah. Tell me, did they call from the office? Not a cell phone or something?
No, not a cell phone. It was the office of the deputy minister.
Uh-huh.
They called from there, yeah.
Yeah, it was the office. Well, then go.
All right, all
go
right.
On. It's not right for you to make
What about
wait.
Fazard?
It's not right.
What did Fazard say when he got home?
Fazard came home.
And then what happened?
What did you want to happen? As soon as he saw me, he cried so much his blood pressure dropped.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah man.
It's just...
Go on, go.
They're calling
They're
me from the office of the deputy minister.
Yeah. Go on.
Yeah, I better go.
Go on. Go. Why do you lie? Is it good for you to go out and get stuck in the heat?
Mm-mm. Oh, Fassad, don't give him a hard time. Just forgive him and get rid of him.
Did the words, I'm sorry, even come out of his mouth? Did he even ask me to forgive him for what he did?
Did you give him a chance? Ever since he's gotten here, you keep asking how he found the place and why he's here.
Well, that's right. It's because I know he didn't come to apologize. He doesn't even know how to apologize.
Well, just don't say anything for 1 minute so we can see what he has to say. Oh, they're all stale. Hello? Hi, how are you? Are you well? No, I'm still in Tehran. Yes. Mr. Dalgosha, do you always have to keep insisting this much? Yes. I'm not trying to act spoiled, but I have no intention of getting married. I'm being serious. No, it's very kind of you. I know that, but... Well, yes, that's true. Excuse me, please hold on for a second. Hold on. Yes, okay, give me a second. Yes, you were saying?
Thank you very much. Excuse me, did he calm down?
Excuse me, who?
I mean Farzad, did his excitement die down?
Oh, didn't you come here to apologize to me?
Yes.
Oh, well then go on and apologize.
Yes.
Well, if I were them, I would have hit you so hard you wouldn't be able to get up. He's a suitor. I'm trying to say.
Ah, yes, yes.
A good man is a man who can swallow his pride and apologize to his wife.
Yes,
you should be a good man and go on inside and apologize.
Yes, sure. Yes. Sure, I'm going.
I really hate those men who aren't able to apologize. Look, Fazad has accepted your apology, so everything is over with now.
Excuse me, sister. But you say it in a way that it makes me feel as though I'm supposed to get up and leave.
Ah, why are you so sensitive? The things you take from what a person says.
All right, now.
Look, will you tell me why you've come here? Or should I forget about being a good host and throw you right out of here?
Man, why do you get angry for no reason, eh? Not for nothing. But you're a doctor. You know very well that getting angry for no reason, excitement, what they do to a person. Sister, you say something to him.
Oh, who's the one that's making him angry right now?
Yes. Farza, dear. Look, the truth is, I didn't come here to apologize to you.
There you go. There you
no, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. In my opinion, I mean, I still believe that the whole thing with the car was just a misunderstanding on your part.
So, excuse me, you came here with these flowers and pastries to say that for you to blame me?
Man, I've come so that we can do away with the hard feelings. Man, we're related to each other.
No way! You're not my relative. You're nothing but a burden.
Well, that's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. This is completely different. A relative isn't supposed to be a burden on another person. That's what you are. You've come to destroy my life.
Yes. Maybe. But, well, no matter what, I'm still your relative. Farzad, dear, you can't deny that I'm family. I'm your cousin. I always have been. I am right now, and in future I still will be. Man, we weren't just simple friends for you to go and say, okay, everything's finished, now leave, I never want to see you again. No. I'm your cousin, and you... You're my dear cousin. Man, the same blood flows in both of our veins. Our hearts beat for each other. Do you know how much I brag about you? I show people your flyer and say, man, I'm very proud to say that Dr. Hatef is my cousin.
Oh, that flyer for visiting patients at home?
Yes!
You jerk! Is that something to be proud of?
Oh.
All of the doctors I went to school with have their own clinics right now.
Fazad, hey Fazad, look, I'm running out of patience. Let's suppose what you're saying is right, and it's true that a relative
even
is forever.
Even if they eat each other's flesh.
They won't throw away each other's bones.
Yes, blood is thicker
blood
than water.
Blood is thicker than water.
We're related to each other. That's right.
But we're not supposed to cause each other to suffer.
That's true.
Just say what it is you came here to say.
Sure, I'll say what I came here to say. I'm in need of your help, that's all.
There you go, there you go. Didn't I tell you there's something that he wants? I knew
what
it.
What help?
My mum and dad are coming back from Australia, and they are eager for me to get married.
So?
So?
Well, I don't want a wife.
What's it got to do with us? What do we have to do with anything?
Excuse me. In fact, it's been a while that I've been doing research about why it is that people don't want to get married nowadays. Mm-hmm. And in particular, why it is that men don't want to get married. And can I ask you what the reason is that you don't want to get married? Is it that you don't like the girl?
Shiva dear. Shiva dear.
1 second. If it's not a problem, let me bring the questionnaire and ask you some questions from it.
No,
would that be fine?
No. It's no problem. I'll be really happy to help out.
This has 28 questions on it. I'll ask you one at a time and you answer. please give accurate answers to the questions.
Yes.
Do you intend on remaining single forever?
No.
No. What is the reason that you don't want to get married?
It's because I have a wife.
Ah.
I'm sorry. I made the questionnaire reach a dead end. Now go ahead and ask your question. Continue, I'll answer each and every one.
You have a wife?
Let me answer the question first, then I'll explain.
So do Uncle and his wife know that you're
married? Fazad isn't letting me answer. You go ahead.
Do Uncle and his wife know that you're married?
Is that the questionnaire? No, they don't know.
Well, did you not even think about what they'll do to you when they find this out?
Huh? You think I don't know? That's why I came here for your help.
Oh my, no matter what I say, you keep saying the same thing. Well, it's something that's really personal. I have my own reasons. It's like if I ask you right now if you were married before or if you weren't. So were you married before? Oh, you mean you never asked anyone to marry you? Oh, your future wife is so lucky. Eh? Oh, my, no matter what I say, you keep saying the same thing.
Why don't you answer, damn it?
Well, who wants some tea? Raise your hands.
Praise God, you're still very comfortable with us.
Sister, if I didn't know you, I'd think that you're trying to say that you don't like me being in your kitchen.
Shiva, dear, leave him alone. During these past 3 years, he's developed a really sensitive nature. Whatever you say, he thinks it's about him.
Man, what's sensitive? I said that's what I would have thought if I didn't know you. Anyhow, person doesn't stand on ceremony in the house of their relative. I'll pour 3 so we can have it with some pastries.
Oh, so you got the pastries for yourself. You got the craving but had nowhere to go, so you thought you'd get them and come eat them here.
But that was one snide remark, sister, right? It was a snide remark, right? I hit the bullseye.
Oh, you really hit the bullseye. You hit a place you shouldn't have hit. Just be careful, though, you're not hit in the same way that you hit. You think Uncle will forget about it so easily? Your mother's going to skin you alive.
Yeah, man, yeah, I know. I'm in trouble. They'll grab me and throw me out of the house.
Oh? But you were always running away from home.
Give it here. You go ahead and I'll bring it. Yes. That was way back when I was single and I didn't have any responsibilities. But right now, it's really important for me that they don't find out I'm married.
Well, what about eventually? In the end, you won't be able to. How do you plan on hiding it?
No, well, it's only important for when they come back. We'll think of something for after they've left. I mean, we've already thought of something.
You should have gotten advice from that lady.
What lady?
That con artist that the two of you stuck me with her car. Those con artists are really good at coming up with ideas for such things. I mean, who knows who he's even gone and married?
Who did I marry? Well, I married a woman. What else would I marry?
Well, that's just it. You don't even know how to get half a kilo of vegetables, and now you've gone and gotten yourself a wife.
But, well, you're right. But I got lucky. I did. I got myself a good wife. God placed a good person in my path.
How sweet.
You like her that much?
I love her. She's my entire life.
So are you trying to say that she's better than the lady who your parents have in mind for you?
No, there's no comparison. The lady my parents have in mind is much better.
So this is what you call being in love?
Well, do you know who they have in mind for me? Huh? Sanam. Sanam, the daughter of Dr. Pezeshkian.
Yeah. Sanam, the daughter of Dr. Pezeshkian?
Yeah.
Ha!
Yeah, man. By now, she's gotten her specialization. And also, right now, she's managing one of her father's hospitals. It's been many years that they've had her in mind for me. A few years ago, they got her to say yes to marrying me.
And you went and got married when you already knew that?
Mm-hmm.
You mean you let her go and went and married someone else?
Oh, Zad, dear, what's wrong with you? Why are you so flustered? What's the big deal about being the daughter of a doctor?
No, well, Sanam Pezeshkian, the daughter of Dr. Pezeshkian, a proper person and rich. I mean, do you even know how many private hospitals he owns?
Farzad, dear, if you feel so bad that your relative wasn't able to take advantage of such an opportunity, why don't you step forward and go and get her yourself?
No, no way, Shiva, dear. I mean, what are you even saying? I'm saying it for this idiot.
No way, you've gotten very excited.
Oh, have I married her for you to be getting so excited? Man, I'm not stupid, you know. There must be something fishy going on for them to want to give me that girl.
Oh? Mm-hmm. And then what's so special about you then, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly the point. What's so special about me? I grew up with Sanam since I was a child. They all know about me. All of them know that I'm not the type for married life. So why would they give me their daughter?
Now, it's a good thing that the seed of justice is finally taking root within him. It's good. It's good that at least you accept this.
Well, Fazil, what are we supposed to do now?
Yes, what are we supposed to do?
It's hard for me to say, but I will. If you don't mind, during this time that my mum and dad are in Iran, I'll come with my wife and we'll live with you, no problem. You agreed to it, right?
So now it'll be really bad if we don't agree to it, right?
Yeah, it'll be really bad. Not for me, but it'll be bad for you.
Oh? How come? Why would it be bad for us?
Well, it's because my wife is waiting outside in the car. There's something else I forgot to tell you. We've got a baby on the way.
Oh?
Your wife is pregnant.
Yes, right now. In her condition, she's been waiting in the car for 3 hours.
You mean that since you've come here, your wife's been waiting in the car, the poor thing?
Well, why did you do such a thing? Why do you ruin our reputation?
In fact, right now, I've been maintaining your reputation. I figured if you said no, I'd take her and leave without making any noise so she wouldn't find out you said no.
Well, right now, she's thinking that we've been sitting here for 3 hours and we've been deciding whether she should come or not. How would she know you've been sitting here talking nonsense?
He's just sitting there and taking care of himself.
So does that mean you agree to it?
Get up and go and fetch her.
You mean you agree?
Get going already.
It's just, Farzad, dear, don't get angry when you see her.
Oh, he let go of Sanam Pezeshkian?
Sharon, so what happened? Why haven't they come yet?
Nothing, man. The deputy minister got sick, so they said they'll come probably tomorrow or the next day.
That's just it. I knew the deputy minister wouldn't come here.
No, man, he'll come. Man, you guys kept saying no so much that this happened.
What happened? So it's our fault now. So where are you going now?
I'm going to school to pick up the kids.
Take care.
I just don't get it. I mean, is that guy a genius or is he an idiot?
Now, whatever he is, thank God he's gotten married. I hope to God the woman brings him to his senses.
Oh, he left that poor thing outside in the car for 3 hours and he was just sitting here himself. It's really bad for us.
Just wait. I know what to do with him. I'm going to embarrass him really badly in front of his wife. Watch.
No, please. We've already been embarrassed enough. It wouldn't be bad if we maintained some of our dignity. Oh, my. Hello?
Hello!
Come inside.
Hello, hello. Let me introduce you, my wife, Layli.
Oh, how nice.
Hello.
This is your wife? You married her?
I knew you'd be surprised.
So
Some people think that with a simple apology, you're forced to forgive their past mistakes. And if you don't forgive them, then you'll be a bad guy. Really now, such people have a lot of nerve.
My girl, I think this sentence comes from Marquez, who said, a person isn't only born when they come out of their mother's womb. Life forces them to come out of their own womb several times and be born. Therefore, maybe that person who had done you wrong in the past isn't the same person anymore now. Maybe they're a new person who's been born from their own womb. If you look at it this way, you can forgive people more easily, because a new and innocent person is in front of you, and you don't have the right to blame them for the wrongs of the person from the past.
The things that you're saying are really nice, but they're only good for being written in a nice handwriting and put in a frame. Slogans and nice words are not for use in life, especially in a short life. And really, it's a shame for us to put our hope in these nice words and waste our life away. In my opinion, a person only has the right to make one mistake, and if they're really dear to us, then twice.
While I respect your opinion, young man, allow me to say another nice sentence, and maybe it'll be of use to you somewhere. Life isn't short. We're the ones that start to live our lives late.
Prasad, why are you acting like this? Who's that girl?
That poor uncle and aunt of mine. All of those medical treatments and doctors and prayers and vows so that he'd be born, then he ruined their lives.
Tell me, who is that girl, Prasad?
That con artist. She's the very same con artist who he conspired with to sell me her car.
It's her? He's married her?
Yes, he's married her. Now I don't know what they've schemed for the two of them to have come here. They've both come here.
شب تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون ور رنگین کمون با هم قدم زدی تو چشم من شیرین تره خواب تو از بیداری باید تو رو پیدا کنم تعبیر رویاهام دیدم یه شب تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم